Crowds gathered in the centre of Tunis. They accused President Kais Saied of corrupting democratic institutions and wanting absolute power.
I came here today because of the coup and the miserable conditions the country is in today. There is no water or milk, no sugar and no petrol. And we have a president who is only interested in power.
The two parties organising the protests have long been bitter rivals. Now both are focused on the fight against Saied. Leaders of the National Salvation Front Coalition and the Free Constitution Party urge Tunisians to boycott December's parliamentary elections.
The Tunisian people who fought 50 years for democracy will not allow this coup to settle. They've seen the extent of mismanagement, incompetence and failure.
At both rallies, protesters called on Saied to quit and chanted "The people want the fall of the regime," the slogan of the 2011 revolution which sparked the Arab Spring.
People are getting really quite frustrated, but there's two camps. There's ones who are fighting for democracy and those who are just fighting for kind of bread and being able to live a better life and know what they're going to put on the dinner table at night.
The government hasn't commented on the latest protests. Saied says he's working to improve the economic conditions he inherited from his predecessors. To that end, the Tunisian government has just secured a $1.9 billion loan from the IMF. But these protesters say they won't give up. They don't believe the upcoming vote will be free or fair. They say Saied has too much power and democracy is in danger. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.